went here, the rowdies went there, they kicked the ball around. The rowdies went here, the rowdies went there, then they fall on the ground. Oh, the rowdies, the rowdies, the rowdies are the kick in the grass.
Here's another reason why WISL is your sports leader. Now, on FM Talk 92.1 and News Power 1040 WISL, North America's longest-running soccer radio show, Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Your hosts, former Rochester Lancers trainer Joe Redcard Sirianni, Rochester Rhinos broadcaster Andrew Battisti, the editor of FrontRowSoccer.com, former Rochester Lancers reporter and a 2012 inductee into the Lancers Wall of Fame, Michael Lewis, and former Lancer and Canadian Soccer Hall of Famer, Mr. Zero, Dick Howard. Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is presented by Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry and brought to you by the following sponsors: the Rochester Rhinos, top-notch monogramming Northfield Commons, Pittsburgh, Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight, Faber Homes, Claridge Design Center, Olindo's, Allstate Insurance agent Enzo Scolo, and the Doug Miller Family Sports Park. And now, here's Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. This is Andrew Battisti. Appreciate you being with us on this beautiful Monday. We have had a big day of soccer yesterday in Rochester. Three matches went on. The Rochester Rhinos played to a 1-1 draw with the Richmond Kickers, and the Rochester Lady Lancers and the Men Lancers had their first home matches. The Lady Lancers playing to a 1-1 draw with the New York Magic, and the Men Lancers took the field for the first time. The Lancers took the field in an outdoor match since 1980. The men lost to the Dayton Dynamo by a score of 2-1. We'll talk about that in just a little bit because Joe, myself were there. Michael Lewis was there as well. We'll have his comments a little bit later in the show. Our special guest tonight is Rochester Rhinos defender Jordan Dover. He was exceptional in both the Richmond tie and also the U.S. Open Cup win the Rhinos had on Wednesday against FC Motown. And Michael Lewis, again, will have news from the Rochester Lancers, of course, from FrontRowSoccer.com. And we'll also talk about the U.S. men in the Under-20 World Cup. They had a very exciting match very early this morning, 4 a.m. Eastern time, because the tournament's going on in South Korea. We'll talk about that, also what's going on in Major League Soccer as well. Let's bring in the legendary Joe Redcard Sirianni, the only trainer ever to be redcarded in an NASL match.
Well, that's just an old story, but what are you going to do? It's a pleasure, you know, to be able to live in Rochester, where soccer really originated big time. I mean, we were competing with St. Louis at that time to be the hotbed of soccer. And back in the 1966, 67, and 70s, certainly a lot of great players came from St. Louis, and a lot of great players adorned Hollywood Stadium and Edgerton Park in the days that soccer was what it was. Okay, I remember going to Edgerton Park and watch games between local team that they were enthusiastic and they were, you know, they really made your blood boil in many ways. There was partisan, there was good soccer being played. A lot of ethnic thing going on, pertaining to nationality, and certainly there was very competitive games. But at the end of the day, we were all going to bar and we break bread, we drink beer, and we were friends. On the field was one thing, outside of the field was another thing. But those were the days. And they carried on with the Lancers, you know, the original Lancers that we won, we lost. But we always party and we always were a family. And, you know, there is a testament to all this because people that moved to Rochester, you know, to become players, we strived. And when I say we, because I was part of the transition and homecoming for those players, that I would take them shopping, I would take them to buy stuff, I would prepare their beds. We did so many things, and they became family. They were on my house to eat, and we were at Chalishano, Pedinopo, Dr. Perulli, you know, those were the people that, allowed those players to come to their home and become part of their family. and so it's a testimony of all of this. Charlie Mitchell married a local girl, but since since they've been divorced, Pat Ercoli met a local girl, and he still resides here. And there were others too, that Carlo Mestrieri, of course, and the story. It's a long story. And so the point that I'm really trying to make is that soccer in Rochester has always been a part of the community. But so far, what we're seeing right now, especially with the Rhinos, because it's too early to tell about the other two teams, the Ladies Rhino, the Ladies Lancer, and the men Lancer team. It's too early. They play their first game. They organize these teams in a span maybe a couple months or even shorter. So you got to give them time. But where the Rhinos are concerned, it's very disheartening to see that they don't have the support of the community, and it makes me wonder why. And we have discussed it with Andrew and I informally. We discussed formally on this radio radio show. We discussed with Mike Lewis and Dick Howard, all the people that are really soccer people. We go to the game all the time. We see the same people, and I wonder, sometimes the publicity and the statement that people make are contributing to deciding the people and not come to the stadium because they think that what's going to be next year. They're going to be here next year. So I can tell you this. The only thing that's going to save soccer in Rochester, as far as the run is concerned, is the people going to the stadium and support the team. Soccer, before it was a passion, okay? And it's still a passion for us right here in this radio station, okay? But for the people that have to put their money to make the payroll and to put the travel, to pay for the travel and pay for all that kind of stuff, it's a business, much like was with the people with the Lancer before. And that's why the Lancer went defunct in 1980, because all of a sudden the pocket went dry, and we would no longer were able to compete. So the reason why I'm saying this, I'm appealing to all the soccer people in Rochester. I'm appealing to the soccer mom. I'm appealing to the youth coaches. Put partisan feeling aside, okay? Without a professional team in the city, they will not be soccer. You can have all the youth teams that you want, but the only aspiration that those guys get, that those young get, these young kids can get, if they go to the field and they see the professional play. Maybe you don't like them. Maybe you think that they're not any good. But that's an organization. It's an organization that needs to be support.
It's not the same as watching it on television. You can watch Cristiano Ronaldo. You can watch Lionel Messi. You can watch all the great players and the great teams. But it's still on television. It's not live. You're not there in person to experience and watch the game from a perspective of being right there at the field and seeing the players and seeing the coaches and what they do. That's the big difference. And people, unfortunately, these days, they just don't want to do that and don't go to live matches. It's a lot of professional sports are struggling because of that. It's easier just to stay home and watch the game, especially soccer, because you have the best teams in the world are over in Europe. So, I mean, Joe, we want to make sure that soccer stays vibrant in this city, and we will do it on this show whatever we can to make that happen.
And we have, I can't say too much about, that working. I can't say too much about the people that are footing the bill to put the new Lancer on the field, the both teams. I mean, and the support of the people that are so anxious to make those organizations vibrant and bring it to a different level. There is a lot of things are going on in this city, But the worst thing that had happened, if the city of Rochester, the hierarchy of our city government, of the county, all those people that have the say, that they don't cut and support those soccer franchises to keep them in Rochester. Pretty soon it's going to be Rochester got the better reputation. As soon you get a good team like the Royal of the past, a long time ago, they were the best basketball team in the world, and they moved away from Rochester because there's been a lot of things. So now we got tremendous business people in Rochester, multimillionaire. Why don't they save? Maybe they're non-believers. Maybe they have to become believers. But then again, there is another strategy that has to go. You got to have the people within the organization to approach those people and make a case for it, for their support. And, you know, and perhaps they can convince them to support and put their name on the jersey, you know, that will advertise it. And, you know, I would be naive if I can tell you, you know, there is, business people invest money, and they get rewards at the end when they do their income tax because it's a write-off. So I don't know too much about that, but I assume that there is such thing. But again, it isn't just them; it's just the everyday people. Okay, it's just the youth club. Why schedule a game at the same time that the Rhinos are playing? Why are you doing that? Bring your kids over there. Negotiate with the Rhino to let you play in the big house. Do something that is concrete and good for soccer. Andrew, I can go on and on now because I'm angry. I'm angry because I lived 30, 40 years, going on 50 years, of soccer now. Okay, sorry, and it is unbelievable years. that we made so much stride. We were on the top of the thing. We were almost ready to go in MLS. And then now we have regressed right to the bottom of the table. And we are a second division team. The Rhinos are a second division team, one step below. Okay? And that's how people get to go to the first division by playing the second division, distinguish themselves. And we have in Rochester, we have a tremendous coach, and Bob Lilly, that he teaches players on and off the field, how to play, how not to play. He's developing these guys for the next step. So please, all of you who are listening to this show, all of you, just it's a word of mouth. Just pass to your neighbor, bring them to the stadium, and I'm sure they're going to come back. Okay, just all it takes is just a little effort by everybody to be able to convince your next door neighbor or your friend or even your enemies. Bring them over there and share a glass of beer with them. And
how about a glass of wine? Because the Rochester Rhinos are having a wine night on Wednesday, wine down Wednesday, and all glasses of wine are $5. And there's also wine tasting going to be available if you're there early. And of course, you got one of the best teams in the league coming in, the Tampa Bay Rowdies, a team that we all remember from the 1970s.
Exactly.
You know, with the great teams that they had in the North American Soccer League, and they're still around. I mean, this is the reincarnation of them, and one of the best players in the world, played in three World Cups, Joe Cole from England, is going to be here in Rochester playing for the Tampa Bay Rowdies, who are tied for first in the Eastern Conference. So the kickoff is Wednesday, 7:00. There's no games this weekend, so this is your chance now for the next week or so to go see the Rhinos, just this Wednesday, because they're off on Memorial Day weekend. So
the tickets are only $15.
454 kick, or go to rhinosoccer.com to get your tickets. Let's get some people in the stadium and show the world that we're still Soccer Town USA.
Well, Andrew, that's my thoughts. I'm sure that you're sharing them, because we believe in the same thing. We believe in soccer. We believe that people can make the difference.
That's right. Let's take our first break here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. When we come back, we will have our international report. Dick Howard's returning from England as we speak, so Joe and I will be handling that this week here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Coming up next on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Tell you why the day is sunny. I'm in love with lips of honey. Will you see the way she walks? Hey, brother, pour the wine.
Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Top-notchmonogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
Are you looking for a new dentist for your family? Dr. David Olivo has been caring for Rochester's dental needs for over 15 years and would welcome the opportunity to serve you. To make an appointment, call 328-3382. Dr. David Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
Cooja Cooja, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at salvatores.com and our hotline 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me. Salvatore!
Are you looking to update the kitchen, bath, or flooring in your home, but don't know where to begin? Whether it's cabinetry, carpeting, hardwood flooring, tile, or kitchen and bathroom remodeling, Claridge Design Center in Chi-Lai Paul Plaza is the place to start. Locally owned with over 25 years in business, Claridge Custom Designs and builds quality remodeling projects throughout Rochester and Monroe County. At Claridge, the visions and ideas you have for your home are developed with the experienced Claridge designers to make your dream project a reality, and the quality of service you receive at Claridge is second to none. For more information or to schedule an appointment, call Claridge at 889-5800 or visit their website to meet the Claridge team. See examples of their finished work at ClarideDesignCenter.com.
Looking to save money on your weekly grocery bill? Visit Olindo's Cash and Carry at 1510 Lyle Avenue in Rochester. Olindo's provides Italian and Spanish items, imported and domestic cheeses, deli meats, and homegrown produce with a perfect blend of quality, selection, value, and personal service. Olindo's wholesale prices are the best around, and there's no membership fee. Call Olindo's at 647-1985 or visit them on the web at olindofoodservice.com.
The Rochester Rhinos have an important USL Eastern Conference match this Wednesday at 7 p.m. against the Tampa Bay Rowdies, featuring former England World Cup and Chelsea FC star Joe Cole. It's Wine Down Wednesday. With all glasses of wine in the stadium, just $5. There will be special wine and cheese tastings available for purchase on the party deck as well. Purchase your Rhinos 2017 tickets and flex packs by calling 454-KICK or go to rhinosoccer.com. Come and support your Rhinos as they look to regain the USL Championship. Get your Rhinos tickets today.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Welcome back to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Andrew Battisti and Joe Redcard Sirianni, and you're listening to the Juventus hymn, and we're playing that in honor of the Italian champions for the sixth time in a row. No team has ever done that in history, and we're very, very happy and congratulate all the Juventus fans out there, including my colleague, Mr. Sirianni. I'm a fan as well.
Yeah.
As well. The International Report is brought to you by our title sponsor, Dr. David Olivo, Family Dentistry, 2005 Lyle Avenue in Gates. Again, there's construction near the 390 Expressway where the office is, so maybe better go up from the coming in from the city down from Mount Reed Boulevard down toward Lyle Avenue and come that direction. You can call the office to get directions to the office or to make an appointment, 328-3382, or visit the website at davidolivodmd.com. So, Joe, the big news, of course, Serie A is over. It's not over. There's one more round game left, but Juventus clinched the championship, winning over Crotone, which I said they were going to win easily, and they won easily.
Believe it or not, Andrew, it was not an easy win. Yeah, because Crotone has something to play, and they still got something to play. The next, the team, they got 31 points. The team ahead of them has got 32 points. So Crotone is ready for to be relegated. But if they win, you know, they might stay in Serie A. So there's a lot of team that are playing for position right now,
and they play. They host Lazio, who are in fourth place right now, and they're locked pretty much. They'll finish fourth or fifth, and they will go to the Europa League next year.
Exactly. Yeah.
And the team of them is Empoli, and see who Empoli plays on. They play. They're at Palermo, and Palermo is
already relegated.
Yeah, so doesn't look good for Crotone, but we'll see how that goes. But so Roma is in second place right now, and Napoli is
right
in,
next
in
to
third.
Them.
So that's certainly going to be a battle. It's 1 point ahead, and then Roma. That's a big battle because if Roma finishes second, they go. Whoever finishes second goes into the Champions League directly.
Right.
Who's
and
in third has to qualify for the Champions League. So that's some big matches happening. It's the last league, I believe, that's playing. I'm pretty sure it is the only league that's still continuing to play. Roma hosts Genoa, and let's see, Napoli has to go to Sampdoria. So Roma, you think, would have the advantage playing at home.
Yeah, well, Roma should win.
And it could be Totti's last match for
Genoa
Roma as well.
Good. Yeah. You know, that's a controversy already over there. Spalletti, now the coach of Roma, is rumored to go to Inter. Okay, so for next year. So that's pretty well, according to what I read before coming over here, the deal is already consummated. So.
And Inter is going to miss Europe. That's a big story.
Yeah.
Atalanta will play in the Europa League next year.
Atalanta,
That's a great accomplishment for them. And we were talking earlier, coming up from Serie B, a team that's not been in the top flight in 49 years, Spal. And you said former Lancer played for Spal.
Carlo dell'Uomo d'Arme. He was over here with when Adolfo Gori was the coach. They played together in Juventus, Carlo and Gori, but then originally the Lomo d'Arme played with Spal. So it's
it's a great accomplishment. They were bankrupt.
Yeah,
4 years
bankrupt.
Ago.
They come back
and they've won like three championships in a row. So they'll be going up to Serie A with. Hellas Verona will be going back up to Serie A, and then there's still a playoff going on for the other third spot between five different teams right
and
now.
And Carpi is again promoted to second to the Serie B as well.
So we'll see what happens.
You know the promotion relegation it breaks your heart because they called the Provinciale the provincial team. Okay, they come they. They play and they go back, which is the same thing. But you got to look at it that, it takes money to buy players.
That's right. Okay?
And that's what the whole thing is all about, you know. You
got
to have the horses to win the race.
Famous teams in Serie B. I mean, Bari, Cesena, Brescia, Ascoli, Avellino. These are all teams that have been in Serie A before.
Exactly.
And then there's also the very small teams, like the Frosinone is still trying to come back into Serie A. They were there a couple years ago. Perugia is still in it. And then you've got some teams that I've never even heard of. Virtus Entella, I've never heard of that.
No. But you know what, Andrew? For all intents and purposes, you know, we see on television, the big team, the Serie A. But there was a couple of years ago that the Serie B was also on television as well in the Italian station. And whenever the Serie A... It stops because of the international game. They show Serie B game. And they're pretty attractive. They're pretty nice. You see the stands, you know, the stadium where they play it in a huge stadium. But they fill the stadium and maybe they hold 20 to 30,000 people or 20,000 less. And the stadium are full. I mean, one of the things that is really attractive to see it's a full stadium, whether you got 5,000 people, you got 10,000 people, or 20,000 people. If the stadium is full, people have a different opinion about the whole shebang.
Absolutely,
because it's a full house, mm-hmm. you know. But when you see, when you have a stadium that holds 50,000 people, 30,000 people, and you see 2,000, 3,000 people, you can count the people because everybody dispersed all over the place. I don't know why the leagues, what the leagues require that you got to have those big stadium. You know, in every city, at least in America, they do that. You got to have, in order to get a franchise, you got to have a stadium that holds 20,000 people and over.
Well, they're filling them up in Major League Soccer, that's for sure.
Not in every city, though.
We'll see what happens. And some cities that do better than others, that's for sure. Real Madrid, congratulations also to them. They won La Liga. They're going to have 2 weeks off to prepare for one of the most anticipated Champions League finals in many years. Juventus and Real Madrid are the two best teams in Europe outside of Chelsea, of course.
Well, this time I know that you're going to root for Juventus.
I am a Real Madrid fan. I definitely like them better than Barcelona, but I like Real Madrid because they had David Beckham playing for them at one time. But it should be a great match. It's a classic match of offense against defense. Juve certainly does have a good offense as well, and so Real Madrid plays great defense. But it's a great clash of styles, I think, and I think it's going to be a great final. And we'll be
give me your analysis of the game. Who do they have to stop?
Cristiano Ronaldo. He's the guy.
So how would you, if you were the coach, what strategy would you use?
That's a good question. I mean, no team has been able to stop Cristiano. I mean, you might have to do is just take away all the other options. And if he beats you, you know, then more power to him. But Juventus is such a strong defense and one of the best goalkeepers in the world, you know. So we'll have to see what Gigi Buffon can do. Maybe he can work some magic. If it goes to penalties, it'll be. And I hope it doesn't. But I think
because last time they won in penalties, you know.
That's right. Yeah. Well, the game's at the Millennium Stadium in Wales at Cardiff, so it's not really an advantage for either team in that respect. So a lot of corporate tickets are going to be, a lot of corporate people are going to be at this match. So the atmosphere is going to be interesting. I think Juventus. I think it's a toss up. I really do. I think whatever team scores first, I think is going to be have a huge advantage in the match. So. We'll see how that goes. The other thing I want to mention, of course, the Europa League final. This is very important because the winner goes into the Champions League next year. Manchester United against Ajax, two of the greatest clubs in the world, and Man U needs to win the match to go into play in the Champions League, and Jose Mourinho has held back his best players in order to focus on this match on Wednesday. It should be a very interesting contest.
He's going to win.
Ajax has some great young players, a young Brazilian stars. So it's, again, a clash of styles. You know, Manchester United certainly has the advantage and experience, but, you know, Ibrahimovic is out, and Wayne Rooney could be his last hurrah. Who knows? But
isn't that amazing, Andrew? You got Totti, you got Wayne Rooney, you got some of the players that you love.
Javi Alonso is retiring.
Yeah. And so there's a new era of soccer players coming up that they are not well known right now, but they're certainly going to be the future of the national teams.
That's right.
And clubs.
That's right. And the last match, of course, this coming Saturday, the pomp and circumstance of the FA Cup final may not be as important as it used to be, but still the Wembley will be packed to the rafters, and it's two London clubs, Chelsea and Arsenal. Arsene Wenger, he's the hot seats on him. If they did not make the Champions League for the first time in 20 years, if they don't win the FA Cup final, I think he might get the sack, which would be, he's the longest serving coach in Europe's European soccer. I mean, he's the guy who's been with Arsenal for so long, but I think the straw might be broken if he doesn't win this match. But of course, I'll be rooting for my boys to do the double.
Well, as long as we're talking about events in soccer, we just like to put out to our listener that we are working to have a Lancer 50-year reunion. So, and it's going to be sometime in September or October. More information will come. But please, all you guys that remember how soccer was born and all that kind of thing, we're celebrating 50 years of soccer in Rochester with the original Lancers, the 1967 Lancers, 66, 67 to to now, actually.
Yep. So it's going to be a great time. We'll have more information on that in the coming weeks here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. We'll make sure it's going to be a memorable event, probably the last one of its kind that we'll ever have, because you know, everyone is getting on in years, and we hope we can get as many players back here as we can. And we'll keep you informed. But we're going to take our next break now. When we come back, we'll be joined by our special guest, Jordan Dover of the Rochester Rhinos. Wing back for the club and the Rhinos in action this Wednesday against the Tampa Bay Rowdies at Capelli Sports Stadium. This is Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WISL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Start something new, and it's breaking my heart to leave. Baby, I'm grieving.
Your local sports leader. You're listening to AM 1040 WYSL Avon Rochester, FM 92.1, W221 CL Rochester, and WYSL1040.com.
Your family is growing, and it's time for a new home. Why buy a used house with someone else's style when you can afford a new Faber home, built to suit your taste and your needs? Start fresh, build new with Faber. Faber Homes can customize your home to meet your wishes and dreams. Faber Homes is now building in 6 locations. Visit the Faber Homes website at faberhomes.com and find the plan of your dreams or a quick deliver home. Give Faber Homes a call today at 247-4800 or visit faberhomes.com for our current incentives. Faber Homes, great homes, great price.
St. Padre Pio Chapel, located at 141 Frank Domino Way in Gates, is a great place to visit for thought and reflection. The chapel is open daily from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., and you can have a tour of the chapel on request. To arrange for a tour, please call Pia Pelosi at 621-6703.
Caring for your teeth is a key factor in promoting good health. Joe and Andrew highly recommend Dr. David Olivo and his family practice at 2005 Lyle Avenue for all your dental needs. Dr. Olivo and his experienced staff provide a wide array of dental services and procedures in a comfortable and caring atmosphere. New patients are always welcome. Visit Dr. Olivo's interactive website at davidolivodmd.com or call 328-3382 for an appointment. Dr. David Olivo. Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
Doug Miller Family Sports Park is proud to be a sponsor of Soccer's A Kick in the Grass. Doug Miller Family Sports Park is home to Doug Miller Soccer, Rochester Golf Academy, Glacier Ridge Snow Tubing, and Salvatore's. Check us out at DougMillerFamilySportsPark.com.
Coosh-a-coosh, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at salvatores.com and our hotline 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me, Salvatore's.
The Rochester Rhinos have an important USL Eastern Conference match this Wednesday at 7 p.m. against the Tampa Bay Rowdies, featuring former England World Cup and Chelsea FC star Joe Cole. It's Wine Down Wednesday. With all glasses of wine in the stadium, just $5. There will be special wine and cheese tastings available for purchase on the party deck as well. Purchase your Rhinos 2017 tickets and flex packs by calling 454-KICK or go to rhinosoccer.com. Come and support your Rhinos as they look to regain the USL Championship. Get your Rhinos tickets today.
Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Uh-oh. Well, this is Canada calling. Welcome back to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Andrew Battisti and Joe Redcard Sirianni, one of my favorite bands, The Satellites, one of the best reggae bands ever out of Canada. And our special guest tonight is from Canada, just outside of Toronto, Jordan Dover from the Rochester Rhinos. And Jordan's appearance tonight brought to you by the Rhinos. This Wednesday, the Tampa Bay Rowdies come to town. First time they've been in town in a number of years, since 2010, I believe. And the kickoff is at 7 p.m. Joe Cole, former England international and Chelsea star, will be there with Tampa Bay. 454 kick, or go to rhinosoccer.com to get your tickets. Jordan, welcome to the show. How are you?
Good. How are you? Thanks for having me.
Oh, you're welcome. Welcome. We're very appreciative that you were able to join us tonight, and congratulations on some great work that you've been doing with the Rhinos and some good results.
And a nice goal you scored.
I don't know if it's... But anyway, so how has it been transitioning from, you went to UW Green Bay and then played in Canada for a year in their League One, which is like a second or third division, I believe, and now playing for the Rhinos. How is it like transitioning from college to Canada to here?
I think the biggest difference for me has been the speed of play. D1 is a high level for American soccer, but the physicality is a lot different compared to the professional level. Even playing at home in League One, the quality was quite high, but it's nothing compared to the USL. So the physicality has to be the biggest difference for me, speed of play.
Jordan, just tell us a little bit about the game. You know, I know that you're an attacking defender, and you contributed a lot to the game. Yeah. Just tell us a little bit how you viewed the last game.
The games they've been a lot of fun. I just try and pick my opportunities to get forward because I still have my obligations to defend and protect my corner. But at the same time, I just try and get forward as much as possible, wait for those moments. Maybe their winger is slow tracking back and I can get into an attack, find a 2v1 and whip some crosses in and just try and stay dangerous.
Always great to have that wing play. You can see like my boys from Chelsea, you know, they used the wing backs this year and to great advantage. And so then obviously, you know, we're trying to do, you know, similar things here with the Rhinos. But tell us about your background in soccer. When did you start playing, and who was the players that you looked up to when you were growing up?
For me, I started playing soccer when I was about 5. My father put me in the sport. I loved it from the beginning. I've stuck with it since. My favorite player growing up has to be Thierry Henry. I was a huge Arsenal fan, the Invincibles. I heard you say you're a fan of Chelsea, so that made me a little bit upset, but it's all good.
Well, we'll see what happens on Saturday. Should be an interesting
This guy wears blue. He's got blue in his blood.
Bleeds blue.
I wish. No, it's going to be a great rivalry, and it's going to be a great rivalry. It's interesting that you as a defender pick a forward as the guy who you idolized.
I know. It was weird. I didn't play defense my whole life. I used to play on the wing growing up, played a bit of attacking mid before I went to college. But when I went to college, we were playing a game, and then the way that the matchups worked out, I ended up playing right back. And the coach loved me there, and then I finished my collegiate career there.
You're a Canadian by birth, am I correct? And you played in Toronto? You're a resident of Toronto, which it's a hotbed to not professional soccer too, but not before. Did you play in what league did you play in Toronto?
I played in League One Ontario. The league started up a few years ago. Yeah, it's doing really well, actually. A lot of talent in Toronto, so the league is very competitive.
Yeah, we remember the days of the old league with Toronto Italia, Toronto Portuguese, and the Metro Croatia, Serbian White Eagles, and we had a lot of players from come to Rochester from that league and did very well in the North American Soccer League back in the day.
Yep.
So the match yesterday, certainly the Rhinos, I think, were the dominant team, but unfortunately, it seems to be this way with Richmond when we play them. They find one opportunity, and they score on it, and the game ends in a tie. And this has happened multiple times with them, and this the same thing happened yesterday, just a free kick that somehow, I think the goalie for us, Thomas Gomez, was expecting a cross, and the guy took a shot and just got past him, unfortunately.
Yeah, that's the thing. I think we all were expecting a cross from that position, but it was well struck, and unfortunately it beat our keeper. But, yeah, that's the way the game goes sometimes.
But the Open Cup game, I think the Rhinos did much better. They set the tone, the team, at the beginning with those first two goals early on. And after that, the game was really, I think, really was decided in the first 10 minutes. I don't think FC Motown had the horses and the legs to compete after that.
Yeah. It's always great when you can score early to let teams know that you're in charge of that game, and then it makes everything a lot easier. But Richmond definitely stuck around when we played them. Unfortunately, they took advantage of a set piece. So.
Absolutely. But this Wednesday is a very big game for the Rhinos. Tampa Bay is one of the top teams in the league coming over from the North American Soccer League last year. And as you mentioned, Joe Cole, for the former England World Cup player, is going to be playing for them, supposedly. We'll see if the coach puts him out there. But what is the team expecting to see from Tampa? They don't just have Joel Cole. They have a quality side with a lot of very experienced players.
Yeah, just as you said, the team has a lot of quality and a lot of experience. But we want to approach it just like it's any other game. We don't want to give them too much credit. Obviously, we respect the talent level that they have on our team, but we don't want to read too much into it. I know a lot of us grew up watching Joe Cole, great player, lots of quality. At the same time, we're playing at home, so we don't feel like we're the underdogs. So we're definitely going to take it to them.
Absolutely. And, of course, we remember the old days with the Tampa Bay Rowdies from the North American Soccer League with Oscar Fabiani and Rodney Marsh. What a player he was. My goodness.
Yeah.
And it was always the Rhinos and Tampa play each other pretty much every season, and it was always very exciting. So
we
look forward to having them back in town.
Mm-hmm. How old are you, Jordan?
I'm 22.
So you remember some of those things, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Those were the days, but we're looking forward to the new days, and having Tampa come in here on Wednesday, and the Rhinos will be out there competing, and we're going to encourage everybody to come out to the match on Wednesday. The Rhinos don't play over the weekend for Memorial Day, so this is your only chance to see them for the next several days. So it's a big match. Come out, support the guys, 454-KICK, or go to rhinosoccer.com to get your tickets. Jordan, thanks so much for being with us, and we'll see you on Wednesday.
Thank you so much for having me. See you guys soon.
Good luck on Wednesday, Jordan.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Jordan. It's Jordan Dover from the Rochester Rhinos. He wears the number 5 jersey, and you can see him going up and down the field on the right-hand side, being very dangerous and defending well, doing a great job in defense as well. One of the top players for the Rhinos this season, just 22 years of age, has a great future ahead of him in the game. When we come back, we'll be joined by Michael Lewis. We'll talk more about U.S. soccer. We'll talk about the U.S. under 20 men in a very exciting match early this morning against Ecuador. We'll also talk more about the Rochester Lancers and their first matches in their home season in 2017 here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Top-notchmonogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
An experienced professional with more than 15 years in dentistry, Dr. David Olivo welcomes new patients to his family practice at 2005 Lyle Avenue. At the office of Dr. Olivo, you'll discover a warm and comforting environment staffed by professionals who are committed to providing the best available dental care while assuring your complete comfort. Call 328-3382 for an appointment. Dr. David Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
Mayhem is everywhere.
I'm a crack forming in your water pipe. I may be too tiny to notice, but not anymore. And if you got sold the wrong home insurance, you might get swamped by cleanup costs. So get Allstate.
Call East Rochester Allstate agent Vincenzo Scolo at 585-381-3530 today.
Looking to save money on your weekly grocery bill? Visit Olindo's Cash and Carry at 1510 Lyle Avenue in Rochester. Olindo's provides Italian and Spanish items, imported and domestic cheeses, deli meats, and homegrown produce with a perfect blend of quality, selection, value, and personal service. Olindo's wholesale prices are the best around, and there's no membership fee. Call Olindo's at 647-1985 or visit them on the web at olindofoodservice.com.
The Rochester Rhinos have an important USL Eastern Conference match this Wednesday at 7 p.m. against the Tampa Bay Rowdies, featuring former England World Cup and Chelsea FC star Joe Cole. It's Wine Down Wednesday. With all glasses of wine in the stadium, just $5. There will be special wine and cheese tastings available for purchase on the party deck as well. Purchase your Rhinos 2017 tickets and flex packs by calling 454-KICK or go to rhinosoccer.com. Come and support your Rhinos as they look to regain the USL Championship. Get your Rhinos tickets today.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WISL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Soccer is a kick in the grass. It's the U.S. Soccer Report with the editor of FrontRowSoccer.com, former Rochester Lancers reporter and a 2012 inductee into the Lancers Wall of Fame, Michael Lewis.
I want to be a part of it. New York, New York.
Michael Lewis brought to you by Top Notch Monogramming, Northfield Common in Pittsburgh. Number to call is 248-2650 or visit topnotchmonogramming.com. Support your U.S. national teams, U.S. men under 20 in the World Cup in South Korea. Get your U.S. soccer gear at Top Notch Monogramming and also your Rochester Lancers gear as well as we gear up for the 50th anniversary celebration of the original Rochester Lancers who were founded way back in 1967. And tell Tony and Michelle that you heard about Top Notch Monogramming from Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Michael, good evening. Hope you had a very safe trip back to New York City.
Yes, I did. Unfortunately, some idiot, i.e. myself, scheduled it for a 5:40 a.m. flight. But had to get back and do some work. But I enjoyed my time in Rochester. Never long enough, but had to get back to reality today.
Well, I would certainly enjoy having you here, Mike, and it was a pleasure breaking bread with you. It was a pleasure talking soccer with you, and certainly I think that it brought back memories of the past that it just like you belonged here.
Well, at one time I did belong there. Lived there on a regular basis. It's interesting to see how things have changed, how the city has changed. And also parts of the outer Monroe County has changed, too. But you have to expect that.
Absolutely.
But it was great coming back there. I always use soccer as an excuse.
Certainly. Yeah. Well, Joe had a long monologue at the beginning of this show, so we never actually talked about the Lancers matches, which you were there in attendance at. So the ladies played to a 1-1 tie with the New York Magic, a game that they really should have won. They had numerous chances, a couple of breakaways that they couldn't convert, and then, unfortunately, a penalty in the 93rd minute was saved, and that preserved the 1-1 tie. But I think the Lady Lancers certainly played a lot better than they did in the first two matches.
Oh, definitely. And, you know, you could make a very strong argument that they should have had like a 3-1 halftime lead. They created many, many chances there. They just did not have that finishing touch, particularly on the penalty kick. And I spoke to the New York Magic goalkeeper afterwards, and she said she was looking, you know, any goalkeeper worth his or her salt is going to look for some sort of advantage on a penalty kick, the smallest little thing that will allow them to
dive the right way. And she saw movement in the Rochester Lady Lancers player's hips and dove to her right and made the save. A tough way to end the match because it was literally on like the last, almost on the last kick. The Magic then cleared the ball out of harm's way, and then we heard the whistle. The other game was just as was more frustrating, I think, because at least the Lady Lancers got a point out of their efforts, and the Lancers, the men's team, did play, all things considered, their first game ever. I thought there were definitely signs of cohesiveness in the midfield, and not all the time, but what do you expect from a team that's only had 8 training sessions together? But losing, you know, like that in stoppage time is a tough way to begin a franchise's existence. But there were definitely encouraging signs under Doug Miller that this team could have a successful season. They're going to be a competitive team, no doubt about it.
Rafael Godoy had the Rhinos or the Lancers' goal, assisted by former Rhino Isaac Kesey in the 60th minute. So it was certainly a great result for the Lancers to start their not great result, but an encouraging result. They played well considering Dayton had already played a couple of matches already, so they had a couple under their belt. The Lancers will play, the men will play again on Wednesday in Pittsburgh and then on Friday in Syracuse. The next home doubleheader will be June 4th, and the ladies will play the Long Island Rough Riders, or the Ice-T, as our good friend Soccer Sam likes to call them, and the men will face off against the Fort Pitt Regiment, who they're playing on Wednesday. That'll be their opponent at 4 p.m. on June the 4th. So, again, those matches at Aquinas, go to RochesterLancers.com to get your tickets.
Mike, one of the things that I would like you to comment on, I mean, soccer, like Andrew said, I made a big plea to the soccer fans in Rochester to come and support all the team, you know, but above all, right now, you know, the Rhinos are in desperate need to have people in the stadium. How do you motivate people, in your opinion, to come to the stadium without, you know, without the newspaper having anything covering them? It seems like, as far as the news media is concerned, soccer is non-existent in Rochester. Your take on that?
Which is very mind-boggling when you consider it's, you know, it's not just the Rhinos, but all the teams, all the pro teams in Rochester just don't get daily coverage. That's something that I'm still trying to figure out. The solution to that, boy, I could easily say, and this isn't my money, but, you know, advertise. But where do you advertise? Are you going to advertise in a publication that essentially ignores you on a regular basis? Do you advertise on TV? And I'll be honest with you, I don't know how much coverage they get on TV or radio there in terms of, you know, either game highlights or player interviews, that sort of thing. You know, one thing, you know, I'd like to also know is, you know, how many players are out in the community. I think it's so important for any team on, I don't care what sport it is, and I understand Major League Baseball and football maybe don't have to worry about it as much as the so-called minor sports such as soccer, but you want to have players out in the community at certain events or many events as possible. Because training is only 2 or 3 hours a day, and if they're professional athletes, yeah, they should have some extra time to go there. And, you know, I think it's part of the fun of being a professional athlete is going to clinics, holding clinics, going to different various events. I know it's not as a broad stroke as having a big interview or a commercial on TV or a story in the local paper, but I look at it, every little bit helps, and if you go out there, it definitely does help in the long run. Yes, I know the Rhinos don't have a lot of time left. There's all these rumors that it could be their last year here, which would there in Rochester, which would be a crying shame, because we all know the history, the successful history of this franchise, and it's confounding, really, really confounding.
Well, they'll learn to stop that from happening, ladies and gentlemen. Go to the matches. Wednesday night, one of the best teams in the league, Tampa Bay Rowdies, formerly of the North American Soccer League, the new and the old, I guess you can say, and one of the best players in the USL, a three-time World Cup player, Joe Cole, will be here in Rochester. You get a chance to see him play along with all the other Rowdy players against the Rhinos, 454-KICK or rhinosoccer.com. Michael, obviously the other big event today was the very, very early this morning. I don't know if you had a chance to watch the game on tape, but the U.S. played to a 3-3 tie with Ecuador, and it was a crazy match where the Ecuador scored a couple goals early on. The U.S. came back to tie to two goals from 17-year-old Josh Sargent, a horrible mistake by Jurgen Klinsmann's son in goal, gave Ecuador the lead, but then the U.S. equalized in the 94th minute of the match, Luca Della Torre with the goal, and the U.S. celebrated like it was a victory, which I guess it was. They got a point out of it, but they could have easily gotten three.
Unfortunately, I have not been able to see the whole game yet, just because I've been doing a lot of catch-up work here today. I know, you know, the facts that you just told them. When, you know, all of a sudden you're down, what, 2-0 after 7 minutes? That's pretty devastating. That's the bad news. The good news is you have 83 minutes to get back into the game. It's not like it's, you know, you're down 2-0 with 7 minutes to go. Again, it shows the American spirit of, you know, of grinding it out, you know, working hard, and coming back, and it feels like a victory because of how they pulled it off, and you know. We all know how good Sargent was at the under 17 level. Obviously, U.S. under 20 coach Ted Ramos saw something there and said, you know, something, I want to see if he could swim in the deep end of the pool. And there's no doubt, not only could he swim, he could do a few strokes there. And I think the future is very bright for Josh Sargent. Sometimes it's easier to throw a player into the, into action during a World Cup than into qualifying. I know there's a lot of pressure in a World Cup situation, but I'll give you a prime example. Landon Donovan did not have that many caps under his belt when he played in the 2002 World Cup, and he was the best young player of all the teams in Korea, Japan in 2002. So there's something to be said about throwing players into the deep part of the pool. But I don't think Donovan played in any important qualifiers leading up to the World Cup, too. So there's precedent for that, not just in this country, but overseas as well.
Well, it's going to be interesting. The next game is against Senegal. It's Thursday at 7 a.m., so you get a chance to actually watch the game. It'll be on Fox Sports 1, and Senegal won today over Saudi Arabia 2-0. So this is a big, big match for the U.S. They can get a win against Senegal or even a draw. It'll be a good chance for them to get into the knockout stage. And I'm looking forward to seeing what this kid, Josh Sargent, can do. I mean, who knows if he continues to develop. He's scoring goals like this. This is a player to keep your eye on, definitely. But, Mike, we have to run, unfortunately. We're out of time. But it was great seeing you, as always. We look forward to your next trip up here to Rochester.
So am I. Great seeing you guys, too. Not enough time together, but we had a good time together, too.
Definitely.
Very good, Mike, and it was a pleasure having you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Mike. We'll talk to you again in a couple of weeks.
Later.
Have a good one. Bye-bye. That is Michael Lewis here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. You can hear Michael in the U.S. Soccer Report on every show, except for the tape shows. Next Monday is Memorial Day, so we will have a pre-tape show. We're going to play some more of my interview that I did a while back with Charlie Sciano on the history of the Rochester Lancers. Again, they're celebrating their 50th anniversary this year. We're going to listen to some stories from the 1970 championship season. It should be Very, very exciting. Very nice to listen to. So, again, that'll be a next week's show. I want to thank Jordan Dover, Blaise Bourgeois, and the Rhinos for helping us out with the show tonight. Our Rhinos will be in action Wednesday, 7 p.m. against the Tampa Bay Rowdies, 454 kick, or go to rhinosoccer.com. And Joe, as always,
one another tip.
Well, this has been Andrew Battisti with Joe Sirianni and Bobby Angelo at WYSL. Next Monday, we'll have our tape show, Memorial Day. We'll be back live in 2 weeks. We'll have Dick Howard back with us, as Michael Lewis as well. And all the latest soccer news from around the world and right here in Rochester. Here on WYSL, 92.1 FM and 1040 AM. And live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com. Have a very good holiday, and we'll see you again live in a couple weeks.
One another tip.
Good night.
Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is presented by Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry and brought to you by the following sponsors: the Rochester Rhinos, top-notch monogramming Northfield Commons, Pittsburgh, Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight, Faber Homes, Claridge Design Center, Olindo's, Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo, and the Doug Miller Family Sports Park. Tune in again next week for Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.